This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, presented to you by some of the smartest people that I know of, but that tells you not much because I have a really small circle of friends. So we'll see how well we can do.
Thanks.
And then I'm here, too.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, of course you'll take it. James Comey is here, but...
Oh, isn't that amazing?
So Joe Crummy has filled in for James Comey with his evil thoughts. He's got an audio podcast that has had a number of things to say about the James Comey thing, as you can imagine. Victoria Keelan, who is a member of the DJV staff and squad, is here with her thoughts on some of the issues, according to Talkers Magazine this week. And Rich McFadden, who has been a part of this broadcast since he was 13 years old.
Right around
He's
there,
matured
yeah.
in thinking along the way. His body and his mind are much bigger. Thank heavens for all of those things. So let's get to what the list from Talkers looks like. A lot of sports activity, both 10 and 9, about the season finals going on in the NBA and the NHL. I guess there is a lot of talk about LeBron James and what the Cleveland folks that they'd make fast work of Golden State. Not so fast, however. As this program broadcasts, the season may be over. Who knows? But anyway, a lot of attention to that and hockey. The only thing that I know this week that was new in hockey is that somebody came into my barnyard with a hockey stick and broke the light on a car. That was the extent of my hockey involvement. Although I heard there were some other things going on in the world of hockey. All right, the Wonder Woman film is number 8. What's going on in the Middle East, especially the focus on Qatar? How do we pronounce this? Qatar?
Qatar.
Qatar. Qatar. Okay. The NSA in number 6 position, the Paris Accord number 5, the elections in England number 4, the attack in Iran number 3, the Russian investigation number 2, and Comey in that circus number 1.
Are we done now? Is that it? We're done?
Well, that's the list. The people on the list. I don't even know who Kevin Durant is. I probably shouldn't.
Basketball player.
Okay, of course. Hillary Clinton got a job offer to be a radio talk show host in New York this week. Theresa May, Loretta Lynch. Really? She's back at it again?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Jeff Sessions, John McCain, Michael Flynn, Donald Trump, James Comey. Comey's number 1 over Trump, which I find interesting, and that's the first time that happened.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
6 months. It doesn't make any sense, Rich. This whole thing is ridiculous.
It makes
no sense at all.
The media circus that has surrounded James Comey makes sense that he is the most talked about person.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is there enough information there to warrant his being talked about that much?
No.
No. No, it's all about evil Trump, as it always is.
Yes. Well, I just found him to be a whiner. So Richie and Joe and I agree. So I want to hear from Victoria.
About what? About James Comey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Comey.
You can put that in mind.
Or James Comey.
Joe seems like a good guy.
Joe is a good guy. Comey's a good guy, too. He's kind of a wimp.
I think he's a total wimp. And if I were Trump, I was thinking about this. Remember a couple of weeks ago they had a story about how Comey was intimidated by Trump and he was hiding in the curtains because he had a blue blazer on and the curtains were blue and he was hiding there because he was afraid of Trump and they were making a big deal out of it. If I were Trump and I had some guy like that as my FBI director, I'd can him too.
Right. Yeah, and dude is like 6'8".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's 6'8". Lurch.
Richie would tell you that we'd be, even getting into the ranks of the people running the country, we're becoming a bunch of wimps. all about, don't leave me with Trump, hopefully.
Right, right.
Oh,
how weird is that? Well, don't leave me alone with him?
It was telling. I was listening to NPR, and I heard even NPR is basically asking their guests, even their, they were interviewing Ben Cardin from Maryland, Democratic senator from Maryland, and they were saying, is there really anything, shouldn't we be paying attention to whether Russia actually was able to do anything instead of whether there is any collusion between the Trump administration and Russia? Because doesn't it seem like we're chasing our tails? When you've got NPR basically taking that tactic against a Democratic senator that they're questioning, and the Democratic senator, Ben Cardin, really wasn't that strong. He said, was it inappropriate? Yes. But whenever they tried to press
the Russian thing or the testimony?
Just Trump in general.
Trump was inappropriate with Comey.
Of course he is. He's inappropriate half of the time, so what?
Exactly.
So Cardin says, yes, he was inappropriate, and then they would try to push him. Was there any obstruction of justice? Well, we're going to have to leave that to Robert Mueller. So even NPR,
yeah, of course we will. Yeah, for the next year and a half.
Senators.
It's so funny because I was watching CNN yesterday when the sort of the bottom fell out of the obstruction thing. They were talking about what you were just talking about, that it was inappropriate. And David Axelrod was on there yesterday. His big rap was, this is the shredding of the norm. And I don't know what else.
Axelrod was an advisor. Clinton's and Obama. All right, you may recall about 3 or 4 minutes ago, I said, Victoria, it's your turn. I haven't heard a peep out of him. You guys hogged the microphone.
I know,
so
we did.
We gave her the opening. Yes. She didn't take it, so we jumped.
I have evil thoughts. I'm sorry.
Look, the James Comey thing, it's, you know, I mean, I think most Americans feel that if there was anything there, then fine. If someone belongs in an orange jumpsuit, put them in an orange jumpsuit. I mean, then move on. And this is the Hillary email thing all over again. I think America is sick of this. We're just absolutely sick of it. And the truth is, the NPR, whoever was asking that question, is right. This is about Russia. Russia did do some stuff. We don't know exactly what.
Didn't they hack into some other, wasn't there some other country that got hacked this week?
I mean, Russia is really, you know, Russia's involvement in the election, whether Trump had anything to do with it or not, or any connection to it, that's really what we need to be focusing on. And Putin is probably so stoked right now that everyone's focusing on Comey versus Trump.
He won.
It's ridiculous.
He won. Putin is no different than ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sitting back laughing, smoking a big cigar and a glass of brandy, going, I did it.
You know, the thing is, though, if you think about the hacking, and of course we want to, it's an important topic. We want to protect the integrity of the programs or whatever it is that people are trying to get into and all of that. They're not going to be able to stop the fake news. They're not going to be able to stop any of that stuff. What do they think they're going to be able to do about that? There's no way to stop that stuff.
Educate the populace. Educate people like you right now listening to us who are having conversations, talking with your friends, talking with us. You're informed so that when the fake news comes through, you know to check in a second and third place to see whether that story is actually true.
Right. You have to listen to Doug, and you have to listen to my evil thoughts. That's how it works. That is your protection against the Russians right there.
To listen to an audio podcast, you have to move the mouse over the title. When it comes to, it's on iTunes. You can download, subscribe to Joe's podcast, Evil Thoughts. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, as we review the items on this week's Talkers Countdown at 15 past the hour.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is an affordable program. The price we charge you for the information you get is a real bargain. Every week, some of the nation's top broadcasters reviewing the Talk Magazine list of the important items being discussed in the sort of serious world of news talk radio, the top 10 items, the people, all that good stuff, and the things that really sort of stick in our craw, if you will. The Russian investigation. So we've handled sort of the testimony of the Russian investigation. I don't know that we learned a lot about, and I don't know what there is to say about who attacked Iran. They claim the Saudis did, and Daesh claimed responsibility for it. Most Americans think everybody in the Middle East is evil, that the Iranians are as bad as the Saudis, and the Saudis are as bad as the Syrians, and the Syrians are as bad as you name your poison. So the fact that they're fighting among one another seems rather interesting, or does it point out something that we don't understand? What do you think, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what I thought was interesting about it is that Iran is tweeting about it. They have a guy that is tweeting, like, this is not cool, and I just thought, wow, this is great. They're in the game. This is really neat. They're tweeting now.
Needs Iran on Twitter.
Right, right, exactly. Right. Gerard Zarif is tweeting, this is great. So Twitter is the international currency of ideas now. And, they claim we did it. Trump said, you know, I'm really sorry it happened to the people, but you guys suck anyway, and that ticked everybody off. he said, well, you guys kind of, he didn't say you guys kind of deserve it, but he said you guys are
so here's what I said, when you support state terrorism, this is what is going to happen.
This is what you get. Right?
How many people saw the study of Donald Trump and his sleeping habits and the ideas that came from a couple of sleep experts who are watching his actions, paying attention to him yawning?
They can see he tweets all night. And
yeah, right. Yeah. They think that he's sleep-deprived and therefore maybe not making the decisions that he ought to in the way that he ought to. And his outbursts and his anger and stuff is apparently fodder from the experts suggesting that he's just not getting enough sleep.
Where did you see that? MSNBC? I mean, who's doing that reporting?
But he never did sleep a lot, even when he was just like, I'm a New Yorker, and that was just something, you know, that's a known fact about Donald Trump. He sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night. He always has. Hey, it's not healthy, but he always has.
Let me tell you something. You're married to somebody who looks like Melania, you're likely to be sleep deprived.
Okay. Hello, hello.
I don't think they're paying.
I don't see.
Did you see the hand clap, Rich? I don't think there's a whole lot going on there.
No, I'd be asleep by 8 o'clock. I go, thank you, but I'm out.
But she is moving, isn't it, this week or next week? She and Barron are moving down to the White House?
Yeah, they found a school that will cater to his, you know, he has special needs, so,
But if the season's out in New York anyway, isn't it?
This week,
week,
I think,
so,
it's,
School's
and then you got to wonder how much Secret Service protection will the Trump Tower get? In other words, they're talking about $1 million a day. Now that they're not there, what is it?
Why is that important?
What?
What goes on at Trump Tower? Is that just...
Well, if they're there,
they have to be protected.
And if they're not, the Putins can move in next door and they can hack the place.
As you know, the Trump Tower is home to all those servers that are being pinged by Russian banks. And if we could just break in and get all the information, we could get rid of evil Trump once and forever. So we've got to get into the basement.
Evil thoughts from the evil one, Joe Crummy, on the broadcast at 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour, our review of the talker's list of items that are big, the fodder for conversation, research done by listening to radio shows, radio pros, listening to radio stations that do the news talk format, following their guidance. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, but that list is complete in there every week. You know, I'm going to digress a bit because this came up last week, but it wasn't until after we'd recorded I had to do things a little differently because it was actually at the Talkers Convention last week, and so I had some of the talk show hosts. But after the fact, I went into the room where Sean Hannity was being... One of the things about the Talkers Convention this year that was better than has been the case is that everybody was one-on-one, and you really learned something about each of the people that were there to be the focus of our attention. So Hannity got the Freedom of Speech Award, and a lot of things came up about the so-called protests and the people that are going after him. And it's the same old group of people that try to go after all the conservative tacos. And then he started talking about some of the other people on the air. It's really interesting. You wonder sometimes, and I didn't get a chance to really talk to him. I just said hello. But this thing this week that came out about he and about him, let's see, correct English, the discussion or the back and forth between Joe Scarborough and Sean Hannity and why the two of them seem to be fighting. Scarborough is right of center. His wife, did they get married yet, Brzezinski?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Engaged.
They're engaged.
They're engaged.
Yeah.
Engaged. Oh. Okay. So she's not a Trump fan. Matter of fact, she and Joe had looked like a pretty good argument on the show about something regarding the
call. It's good that they can still do that, though.
Yeah, it is good. It's healthy. I agree. But anyway, the point is that one wonders whether this is a real deal between Joe Scarborough and Sean Hannity, or is it just theater? You know, I don't know that I think any of them, I think they're capable of anything. They have a good, you know, got a lot of media attention. But what the heck are they arguing about?
Sean's not a faker, though.
No, he isn't.
Sean's pretty...
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the arguments between Joe and his wife.
No. I'm talking about the arguments between Joe and Sean. has been a big
Oh, I would totally go with Hannity for real on that one.
What do you mean?
That he's not faking it. I mean, Hannity, as Rich said, Hannity is Hannity.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, there's no theater there. He is who he is. And, yeah. You're seeing
so
the
how much influence do you think those names have on the public's thinking? Mika ripped Trump's mental health apart, and they had an argument about that. Joe said, I'm not talking about this. She said, he's crazy. You know, back and forth. But who pays attention to that stuff, really? Is it just theater? Is it just so much ho-hum? Or do people really pay attention?
Either agree with that or not. I don't think that because Mika says something that someone's going to be swayed into thinking that, you know, Trump has a mental disorder when they used to think that he was awesome. You know, I mean, no one's going to... I don't think it has that much influence.
I think Victoria's right. I think there's a lot of people that come to the table saying he's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's just going to validate
that. A lot of people have been saying
that.
Yeah, for years. Yeah.
But the reality is, I mean, you look at the far left and the far right who are 24/7 cable news and talk radio and everything. And what's the actual percentage of the population who is that crowd?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was Ubering around yesterday trying to get my car, and a guy asked me, he goes, what do you do? And I said, I'm a podcaster. And he goes, what do you talk about? I go, well, I don't know. Politics. Get out of the car. You know, it was like, okay. And the guy's clueless. I mean, he knew about the cast. He knew about the cast.
You have a classic car, and you let just anybody take care of that thing. That car needs
my guy is super duper, so I had to Uber back and forth to get the car. But I'm just saying, the average guy, I don't think, really understands it. I was pitching him on the podcast. You know, evil thoughts.
Evil thoughts, 28 past the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. And now through Father's Day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 40% off select power pneumatic and hand tools from top brands like DeWalt, Hitachi, Kobalt, and more. The only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 40% off. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14. While supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We're here to purchase some time from you to get you into the swing of things when it comes to your favorite format. I know the people who listen to this program with regularity are eager to find out what thoughts people like Joe Crummy have, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and me regarding the issues of the week. The program that Victoria and I are on doesn't make, as a matter of course, these sorts of discussions our primary focus because we think there are more things in the world to talk about than just politics. However, it is a mainstay of a lot of what is on the radio. And the proof is in the pudding. More people are listening now. And it is the Trump effect. And so that's good. But then there are going to be other programs that just don't do this. And so in this circumstance, on this hour of the program, Joe Crummy is here, Rich McFadden is here, and Victoria Keelan here to take apart some of these things, like the British elections, number 4 this week on the countdown. I suppose I should review these, though, one more time, right, for
please,
everybody
yeah.
to hear?
Yes, you know, I was hoping you would.
Number 10, Joe, you're such a character. Major League Baseball action, 9 is the finals in basketball and hockey. Wonder Woman is number 8. Actually, I want to talk about that. Qatar and the diplomatic situation there where all of the primary evil apparently is. It's not on Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. It's in Qatar. So maybe you go over there and do your evil thoughts there, Joe. let's see here. the NSA contractor who was arrested, the climate situation in Paris, which I think at this point in time, most people have, if you think it through, this is how Trump is. This is how he negotiates.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to stop doing this, and then let's talk about how we can make
it
better.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
Right, now sweat it and get me back.
Right.
Yeah, right. Make it worth my while. More importantly, make it worth the while of the United States. And we have, I don't know, I don't understand what it is. I really don't. The psychosis that goes along with themes that seem to, things that happen that seem to be deliberately putting our country at risk. I don't get that. I mean, I think most of the people who are serving have good intentions, but they have this warped sense of what's good. Like, if there is a better example, I don't know what it is. But the sanctuary city thing, how is that good for America? How is it good for even, it doesn't make a difference what side of the aisle you're on. Even hard people to the right, hard people to the left agree that having sanctuary cities is just plain bad.
No, it's good if you're a lefty wacko.
No, I don't think so. I do not agree with that.
See, I'm a lefty wacko.
Well, now everybody's going to jump in now.
No, I'm a lefty wacko, and I don't think that it's a good thing.
No,
I don't even. I don't even fully understand it.
But you're not a lefty wacko. That's your problem.
Yeah, you're
not a lefty wacko. Lefty wackos think sanctuary cities are great because it'll get more lefty wackos in the mix, which means they'll win elections and it'll get more lefty wacko policies, which they think are better for the country. So bring it on.
Here's a question that I've had, and Doug and I have talked about this on the DJV show, and I don't think, Doug, either of us have come up with a real answer. What's the real benefit for the lefty wackos? Like, what are they really fighting for? I still don't understand.
With regard to sanctuary cities or just
yes.
in general?
No, with sanctuary cities, what's the argument? Because I have yet to hear what the real argument is.
I think it's all about they see an individual who needs help, and they want to help, and they don't really think through whether it's actually helping that person and the cost to helping that person.
Right, compassion.
I'm a compassionate person, so is Doug, and both of us are still kind of like scratching our heads on this.
Right, but they don't think in reality, and you know, it's like if you go out and you feed a pigeon in the park every day, and the pigeon all of a sudden
I don't want to interrupt. I got another one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Guilt.
Yeah, guilt.
Guilt about what?
Yeah, guilt,
you're doing better than them.
I mean, there are a lot of people that do feel bad because they do well. Here's what I think is the difficult thing, and it makes this a hard play. Wise people who say, I don't know, when there is a question about something like, what would be the ramification of having sanctuary cities, like we do in California, like some people want to do here in Massachusetts, like some people want to make Washington a sanctuary, wherever, they're all over the place. But what is, the wisdom here is admitting you don't know what the answer to that is, because you don't. You don't know what would happen if these things, I mean, I can speculate, and so can everybody else here.
Right.
And what I speculate is that nothing good comes of it. It's just wrong. Wrong thinking, wrong action. It just doesn't make sense for anybody to support this. And yet there are people who do, and vehemently so, to the point we have in the California legislature, a proposal to spend, what is it, $2 billion to protect the illegals from getting deported? I mean, it's some crazy thing like that.
Yeah.
Nuts.
It's hard to, I just can't figure out an argument to justify that at
there
all.
There isn't one. That's the problem.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Well, I will tell you that my...
Somebody must have an argument. I just haven't heard a good one.
My son-in-law we don't get into these conversations much because
he's a lefty wacko.
He is kind of a lefty wacko. So, you know, he thinks that we have such great, we have everything is so great in our country, we need to share it and help people from elsewhere. And I get that.
Right.
I sort of
exactly
get that.
Right.
That yeah, I get that argument.
That we reached our position of dominance by pushing and shoving. Look what we did to the Native Americans. Look what we do around the globe.
Well,
that was pretty
accurate.
Much the Obama foreign policy, if
well,
I may mention.
But we
that.
Have done things that suck, Joe. We really have been. Evil.
Everybody does. I
yes.
get that.
Not justifying it. There are plenty of people who are evil everywhere. The world's full of evil people. But fortunately for all of us, there's more good people than evil people. But the evil people get more airtime than the good
yep.
people. Who cares what somebody good has to say about something that's pleasant?
It's boring.
Yeah.
Right. As well we should. The evil people give me the mic. That's exactly right.
That's why murder, fire, drug
bleeds
sales
and leaves.
Is all the news.
Yeah, right. All right, here's something that was in the news at the end of the week that has nothing to do with the countdown. It just is cool. The story of this young guy who climbs into the back of a car at O'Hare Airport and says, I got to get to Buffalo. Let's go. The driver didn't know who it was, and he didn't want to pry. And he, you know, it's something that, okay, I want to go to Buffalo.
Well, yeah, see, there's your mistake.
He didn't even know where Buffalo was.
Well, anybody that wants to go to Buffalo, right there, it's like, okay.
The driver was an Iranian who came to this country and came under the program that legally puts out. You need to help people like this guy. There are lots of Iranians, by the way, tons. I know tons of Iranians live in Los Angeles who have come here on various programs, and they've stayed, and they are real contributions to, a lot of them working in the medical field, they're contributions to what goes on here. So anyway, this guy's just off the boat from Iran. He doesn't know anything about it. He's just barely able to get around Chicago. And this guy named Sharice Wright, who plays for the Buffalo Bills, was on his way to some kind of
combine
thing at the stadium, and he can't get on a plane, so he says to the guy, drive me to Buffalo. The guy says, where's Buffalo? And the fare was $632. Then he gave him a $400 tip or something. It's sort of got me thinking about a couple of things. How cool is that, in a way? It's kind of a fun story. But then you understand that many of these drivers are people that come from other countries who come here looking for opportunity. And we don't think driving an Uber car is that big a deal, but for somebody like that that comes from nothing, they're educated in Iran, but they don't have opportunities, so they come over here. And it puts our country, I think, on display, and it puts to use good people who want to work and who want to come here. Are there Americans who want to do that? I think plenty of anybody who wants to drive for Uber, no matter what, you can drive if you pass the field test, right?
Yeah, that's a
yeah, and you got to have the right automobile. But I love that about this.
I'm thinking about all of my Uber rides, and most of my Uber rides, if I get in a cab, I can pretty much guarantee there's not a quote unquote American.
Yeah, you know, driving
some kind of an immigrant driving the cab, right?
Yeah.
But in Uber, that is not the case at all. It's quite the opposite, I think. Yeah. And I never even thought about that.
Yeah. There should be a day, maybe Uber Day, where everybody has to like take Uber for a day and get to know everybody else. No?
Like
okay. Sorry. I'll take that back.
No. All right. Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with the stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, 44 after the hour.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan, exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan, and up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6/7/613. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
How to care for baby's skin? One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle, baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabrics. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the family with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent such as Dreft Pure Touch, created by the number one pediatrician recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out dress.com.
All right, 46 past the hour now in our talk radio review. All right, so let's see what we do with this. Lots of times on talk radio programs, we talk about the military as heroes, all of them. I get off of the bus at that stop because I don't think they all are. But I found this interesting in a way. I heard it being discussed in a very colorful way, but yet not disrespectful. The story of a Navy SEAL who's been in the Navy, decorated, 23 years, this week was placed under investigation by the Navy because the NCIS, you know, they have these new, the NCIS stories that are made up, dramas, and now they got a new NCIS show on CBS that actually takes you to the stories that are making, that really are happening, that the NCIS people are investigating. And one of them is a fellow from San Diego who's stationed there, a special welfare, warfare operator Joseph Schmidt is side, his sideline is to star as a porn person.
Oh.
He's been in 29 films, including Apple Smashing Lap Dance and Strippers Come Home. Let's see. His name on the screen is Jay Vroom.
I like Apple Smashing Lap Dance.
Right. So the Navy, but he's on his way to retirement anyway, and he decided to do this because he doesn't have enough money to retire on, and he figured he'd be good at it. He must be if he'd been in 29 films already. The
Navy, I saw his picture.
You what?
I saw his picture.
Which picture? The movie or the picture?
There is no, not his, not a movie of his, of course, not me, but I'm just saying I saw his picture. He's totally buff, right? This guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of guy that does those pictures, I guess.
I guess.
Anyway, the investigation could impact his retirement benefits. Why? What right do you have? Is there something in the Navy code or the military code or whatever it is that you can't? I mean, I.
Yes, Doug, don't you know that sailors have impeccable reputations when they're on shore leave? You know, come on.
It's also conduct unbecoming a...
Why is it any different than what Joe just said? So you ran around with a bunch of your friends and you picked up a bunch of ladies at a bar and you spent the weekend with them. Why is that any different than going out and getting paid for doing the same thing?
You didn't film it and put it out on the internet.
Make money on it.
But he didn't wear his uniform.
He's pitching it as, hey, I used to be a Navy SEAL and now watch me go. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
There's a double standard, I think.
Really?
I think, Doug, you know what? The more I get to know you, I think we should party.
Yeah, I like your attitude. Huge partier.
Yeah. I like your attitude. You man. He has one drinking story that involves half a beer.
Right.
And that was while I was on the air in Cincinnati to prove what was like when I got drunk. I needed to take a breathalyzer test.
Oh, God.
Anyway, well, it just seems artificial. But in the world of that.
Maybe they feel they have to do it. I mean, maybe they don't really care, but they're thinking we are the United States military. We can't just allow this without at least protesting a little bit.
You got to believe that there are a lot of guys in uniform who heard that story and are really jealous.
Hey, a lot of guys not.
Why can't
uniform?
I do that? Joe Crummy, who is the original evil thinker, does his thing on iTunes, his podcast, Evil Thoughts. Fritz, thank you. Curia, thank you.
Welcome.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 53 past the hour here as the DJV experience continues with Chuck Curry and the theme from Lethal Weapon. First one came out in 1987. Have you seen the TV show that's taken from the scripts of the movie, Chucker?
Rich likes it.
I like it. I like it, too.
I do not. I got to be honest. I'm actually surprised it has popularity and is successful. I'm glad it is, but
really?
I thought that would be one of those shows that would be a one season wonder, and
you know,
but it's been renewed, so it's good.
It took a little while for me to warm up to the guy that plays Riggs, but he's really good. He does it really well.
Yeah, and there's good chemistry between him and Wayans.
Wife. Wayans' wife is really good, too.
Yeah, she's well known. I remember her name, but she's around a lot.
But the original Lethal Weapon series is now 30 years old, the first one coming out in 87. Sequel, which came out in 89, added Joe Pesci to the cast. I think it's one of the best sequels of all time. It's a great sequel. They add a little bit more.
So how do they do one now? How do they put Danny Glover and Mel Gibson and Joe Pesci together to do something from that era?
What they could do is they could do like a reboot of Lethal Weapon and Cocoon and like combine them.
You know what they do? If they were really smart, I think they bring in the two guys that are playing Murtaugh and Riggs from the television show.
You can't do that.
Why?
I wouldn't like that at all.
But you have the original guys and you have them together.
I think the core fan base of the movie series wouldn't like that idea.
And you know how you pull that off, though, Doug?
I like to see. Right. Listen, Richard Donner directed all four. He originally directed the original Superman. So he's a really good director. That's a good franchise. They had actually on Good Morning America yesterday a taped interview. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and Rene Russo, who appeared in part 3 and 4 as Mel Gibson's.
What was the point of the interview?
Well, 30th anniversary celebration.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why we're doing it.
Yes, it is.
Did Mel Gibson shave his beard?
My wife watched it. I didn't.
That curly-looking beard that he was sporting last year?
Renee did some work on her face. Didn't turn out too well. Danny Glover, probably the best-looking of the bunch at this point. All right, we'll pause for a moment, then we'll get a rundown of the movies coming out this weekend for you listening and dancing pleasure. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments at 56 past the hour.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hi, Chuck. What do we have that's good this weekend? Don't tell me The Mummy.
Three movies open nationwide. The Mummy, Universal's heavily promoted film starring Tom Cruise. They're advertising this as a dark universe. This is supposed to be the first in a series of classic monster films. I think the next they plan on doing is The Bride of Frankenstein. I think despite the negative reviews for this movie, which are many, and the tracking, which is around a $40 million opening weekend, which is not awful, but it's not that good for a big blockbuster summer film, which he probably spent $30 million to advertise. Now, Tom Cruise has been, I don't know if he's promoted the film a lot here in the United States, but he's been overseas, all over the place, promoting this new film. I'll probably see it over the weekend. I'll let you know what I think about it.
Why would he do this, Chuck? Why would he take this campy...
Because they're offering a lot of money to anchor a new huge franchise for the studio. I have to believe he got at least $20 million in profit participation. So he's going to make... if this hits, he's going to make a lot of money, and he'll be the anchor for future sequels. Russell Crowe also stars. Also opening, Doug, Rich, Victoria, It Comes at Night, a new psychological horror movie with actor Joel Etherton. He last seen in the movie The Gift with Jason Bateman. I like that movie a lot. And Megan Levy, a movie that it's about a female Marine who tries to get her military dog back after she leaves the service. You see the trails to that, Doug? I'm going to go see that.
No, that looks like something I'd want to see, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to play in... they got it a wide release. It's on like 2,500 screens, including multiplexes, which is actually good to see something a little bit more adult fare in the marketplace. But if you look at the movies released basically in the spring season till now, Beauty and the Beast, big hit, critically acclaimed. Fate of the Furies, good movie, made a lot of money. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, well-reviewed, made a lot of money. Wonder Woman, terrific movies, made a lot of money. A few clunkers, Alien Covenant, King Arthur, Baywatch, and Pirates of the Caribbean, all performing well below box office expectations.
Baywatch is okay. The rest of them are junk. Hi, Chucker. Good man. Thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.